Like it was just yesterday that we were all up in arms over the year 2000. I mean, we thought the world was coming to an end, the computer system had failed. Now we're 21 years later, and we see all of the things that are still transpiring in a new year. So we're grateful for what God is doing and continue to do for his people. I just have a couple of announcements. One of the things that we want to share with you is that we are still praying, and we're asking you to pray for the health and the wealth of the church, the building and the rebuilding of the church building, and that's both physical and spiritual as well. But certainly with what we have experienced in the year 2020, the church looks a little different today than it has ever looked. And so we are still dealing with how we will worship and how we will structure things, but we know God is able. So continue to pray for all churches as we try to maneuver through all of the things that we're doing. Hopefully, the year 2020 will be an unusual year and a breakthrough. And so we're praying for a breakthrough for the church as well. Certainly, we need to pray for the leadership of this great nation. for there are so many things that are occurring that we need to continue to stay on our knees and petitioning the Lord for. Also, as we, along those lines as well, we know last year we didn't do hardly any communications, and it looks as though that's going to be the same this year as well. We are not asking churches to bring their congregation into our facilities, and they're not asking us either. And so a lot of the things, unless we see a major change with this virus, that we will probably be operating on the same process. Right now, we just have to figure out how we will do things, and some things may be done in one service only. So we just have to navigate through how we will operate this year as well. Apparently, it appeared that many of us will not receive the vaccine until about mid-year. So mid-year plus the okay for things to change within the United States will put us really at three quarters of the year. And that's really about the end of anything that we will be doing throughout the year as well. So continue to pray as we continue to try to work through how worship service and any of our communications may proceed. Also, at the first of the year, we have our Daniel Fast. Those of you who will be participating in it, I'm going to ask that you sign a list, if I can get such things to put a list out. Those of you that will be participating in our Daniel Fast. As many of you know, we fast every year for a specific thing, and this year we're fasting that we get a breakthrough. Knock this virus completely out, but we're also praying for the church at large, and we're praying for the health of the church. There are many people that have lost loved ones, and there are many people whose family look a little different today than it's been because of this virus, and so we'll be praying for all of those things as well. That's it. Do we have any other? These have been the announcements that I need. grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with the Spirit anew. And I may say what you anointed me to say.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.